Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 4th day of February, 2011. We're going to be here live for at least the next 3 hours. Obviously, we're going to continue to look at nationwide rolling blackouts, natural gas outages, people freezing inside of their homes. We've seen many of the cases of poor people in the last few years in places like Michigan and New York and, of course, Illinois and Chicago having their power turned off because they're bankrupt and then being found frozen to death inside of their homes. And this is a very serious situation that we're facing right now. Austin, Texas was blanketed in 2 inches of snow. That's blanketed for folks in central Texas who don't see snow, but every few years and normally very light. And normally my 20-minute drive into work took about an hour today, driving 30 miles an hour. The main danger was dodging people who don't know how to drive in the snow. Not that I'm an expert at it, but I grew up in Dallas where it snowed multiple times a year, so a little bit more accustomed to it than all the Californians that have moved to Austin and the central and south Texans that aren't accustomed to it. It was like playing the video game Frogger, driving in, dodging cars, sliding off into the ditch, jumping mediums, slamming on their brakes, going down hills, running into each other. It was quite an adventure coming into work today. And I want to hail my great producer staff. I got a call from Matt Ryan about 7 this morning. He said, "Do you want us to come in?" And I said, "Well, that's up to you. Call everybody. And if we don't get, you know, 2 people that want to come in during Blizzard 2011, all part of the global warming," Al Gore says, "we will just remote control a rebroadcast," something we can do from one of my IT guys' home offices. But we are all here. In fact, all 3 of the IT guys are here. They all showed up, and I've got Jaron Neihart and Matt Ryan here with us. Because, again, when you live in a city where you normally – well, when my mom was a kid, it snowed a lot. But then we went through a different sun cycle, and it stopped snowing. In the last 35 years or so, it rarely snows in Austin. So it is pandemonium bedlam. But thank goodness the sun came out, and a lot of the ice and snow is melting. So the wrecks are only in the hundreds an hour now, not in the thousands. I mean, it was just driving into work, I probably saw 60 crashed vehicles. They were just crashed everywhere, run off the road. It was crazy. And it made me think about just how dependent we are on the infrastructure that the government controls and how they're systematically trying to shut off our infrastructure and how a few days ago when they cut the power off in Austin, there weren't any working lights in many areas, traffic lights. There were no police out directing traffic. Today I did see some police out directing traffic, not out there when the streetlights are out radar gunning people who are supposedly speeding 5 miles over the speed limit instead of directing traffic. I did actually see police directing traffic today, which is their main job, is public safety, not just revenue generation. So I saw sheriff's deputies, Travis County, and I saw Austin police as well directing traffic. So good. You're actually doing your job. And that is a big help because there was some traffic lights out and people also getting stuck and wrecking into each other in pileups. And it was good to see the police out there actually engaging in public service and not festooning themselves in paramilitary regalia out there oppressing the population. Enough about Austin, Texas. That's just on the top of my mind. So I'm discussing it. Obviously, huge developments in the whole Egypt situation and what the ramifications mean for the rest of the world, not just the Middle East, North Africa, and what it means about our so-called government that they're trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in, who are openly calling for war with Israel. I mean, if that isn't your strategy of tension, your strategy of order out of chaos, I don't know what is. Drudge Report's top link to my report that I wrote with Paul Watson yesterday, Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. The Republicans are driving the move to reinstate the Patriot Act. Very treacherous on that front. UK seeks global accord on cyber behavior. That's a global treaty on controlling the web.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have several guests joining us later in the broadcast. We've got a very interesting fellow who has a Genesis radio show on Sundays. He is a pharmacist who for years saw the dangerous drug interactions caused by Big Pharma instructing doctors to put people on so many different forms of medication that interact with each other. There are hundreds of thousands of deaths a year caused by this, and we're going to be talking to Genesis talk show host coming up for about 45 minutes of the second hour today. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs will be joining us, host of the Bright Side program Sunday afternoons on the Genesis Network. And then, of course, we always have our once-a-week visit on the economy and all things New World Order with the one, the only, Bob Chapman in the last hour. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. I want to get your view on the Egypt situation, what you think's really happening there. Our government now admits, our supposed government, that they are backing the Muslim Brotherhood. And you know me. I'm not somebody who just gets up here and bashes Muslims all day. I don't have Islamophobia. I understand that the globalists want to have a clash of civilization with those countries and regions, and that they have been putting dictators into place. But I do know that there are such a thing as, quote, Muslim extremists who do want to establish a global Islamic rule, and I'm against that. just like there are communist Chinese who run China, who want a global system run by the communist Chinese. I'm not against the Chinese people, but I am against the Communist Party China. And there is no doubt the Muslim Brotherhood is where Osama bin Laden came from. There is no doubt that it is a British intel operation. And their own words in AP, Reuters, TV interviews, the heads of the Muslim Brotherhood in Saudi Arabia, in Jordan, in Yemen, in Egypt, all over the Middle East and North Africa are calling for the overthrow of those governments and the establishment of Islamic law, similar to Iran. And they're calling for breaking their peace treaty with Israel. Now, I'm not a fan of a lot of things that Israel does, and I'm critical. But at the same time, I don't support people that are trying to declare war on another country. I don't want World War III. I want stability. I don't think war is cool. And I don't think Hosni Mubarak is cool either. A horrible dictator we've been very critical of with his torture camps. He's been the darling of the globalist. And if you want to know who runs our government, look at how they prefer dictators to free countries that'll follow their orders. Look at how they've supported Hosni Mubarak as the number one country where the secret torture camps are that are admitted now. The black sites, the ghost sites. So I'm very freaked out by this. I mean, I know the globalists put Mubarak in 30 years ago. I know that they turn on dictators they put in, but he'd done everything he was told. And the fact that they would overthrow him, which they're really pushing to do right now, and again, the people have legitimate reasons to be upset. Half the population's paid $2 a day or less. They're having their food rations cut via IMF and World Bank policies installed in the last year. And here come the globalists funding Al-Baradei and the Muslim Brotherhood and others to use the crisis they've helped create to overthrow Hosni Mubarak and put in a new system. This is very, very serious, and I'm just stunned by it, quite frankly. I mean, I understand the multi-leveled chess that the New World Order social engineers are engaged in, but still, to actually see it unfold is just amazing. So we're going to be going over the latest on that issue. Also, an incredible report that we knew was coming, and it integrates in with what's happening in Europe, in the United States, and in China. UK seeks global accord on cyber behavior. That means a global accord, cyber rules. You don't criticize your government. You don't make people angry. Same thing we've been hearing from the Democrats. You don't criticize government or you're going to cause another Tucson shooting. It's this attack on free speech, and they're now pushing that through via internet too. We're going to be breaking that down as well. But the first thing I want to direct you towards, if you'd like to follow along with us, is thedrudgereport.com. And we, of course, have all these same articles posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but they're kind of smattered out there. If you want to get a full spectrum analysis of what's going on, the best place right now is the top of drudgereport.com. New Mexico declares state of emergency over natural gas shortage. Second headline, Texas residents asked to limit use. Third headline, outage in Arizona of natural gas to major cities like Tucson. Another headline, San Diego shortage. Usage at record high in Utah. California utility told to cut pipeline pressures. Shell Oil postpones drilling in Arctic. Democratic senator blames White House. Mexico cancels offer to send electricity to the United States because they're running out because of the cold weather. Obama's blocking of new plants triggers nationwide blackouts. That's the bottom link there at the top links at the top of Drudge. And you can link through to our PrisonPlanet.com article that is excellent that Paul Watson and I put together yesterday. But I had a lot of notes I sent Watson that I wanted to add to the story that he got busy and didn't add. He just has where the EPA is trying to shut down Texas power plants, blocking new ones opening. But I also sent Watson links where they're shutting them down in Georgia that are already built, South Dakota, scores of plants in Kansas, the governor's order a year and a half ago. links to power plants being shut down all over the United States. Those are being added right now to that article so that you can see the clear evidence. And, of course, there's the video clip of Obama saying, you go ahead and build a coal power plant. We're going to put taxes on you so high that you're going to go bankrupt. Now, people say, oh, well, he's doing that to save us from carbon dioxide. Well, if you believe carbon dioxide's causing global warming and killing the Earth, why then do the globalists push to not have any sanctions on Mexico, China, India, and again, 160 plus other third world countries who are building coal powered plants as fast as they can that don't have the clean scrubbers that the United States uses? Well, then you read deeper and you learn that Obama has given the biggest builder of coal powered plants in the world, General Electric, and that's the new head of his economic councils, the former CEO of General Electric, a complete waiver to do whatever they want. So other plants that are finished or almost complete, 3.2 billion, enough to supply 2 million people a day with power. A $3 plus billion mega clean burning coal plant in Corpus Christi Energy City. Down there on our coast to supply South Texas, growing South Texas, and they're talking about blocking it in the Houston Chronicle, and the feds are in there currently blocking the thing being fired up. That is economic warfare. That is siege against our country. And those aren't just words. I'm not just using those words to be shocking. That's what this is. In fact, I can't figure out words to describe how incredible this is and how it's not getting more attention. But, you know, I didn't say yesterday on air, boy, I hope Grudge links to our Obama blocking off plants triggers nationwide blackouts. But I basically said a little prayer that it would end up there. You know why? Because Drudge sets the news agenda. It's one of the few places where every time he covers something, it breaks out into the mainstream and becomes a major issue. He took our reportage on TSA, posted it 4 months ago, 3 months ago, got it driving, and now we've got a chance of defeating it. And it's not that I even want the attention for PrisonPlanet.com and the millions of additional clicks we'll get just off that one link. It's that I genuinely don't like being a slave. I'm genuinely angry. I genuinely woke up at 3 in the morning and saw it snowing outside and was walking around the house drinking water, getting angry about Austin, Texas last year passing $3 plus billion. I don't remember the headline from Austin Energy. I think it was 3.6. AP ran it. So did News Radio 590 KLBJ, the press release by Austin Energy. Will you headline Austin Energy to increase prices by $3.6 billion in the next 3 years? Point is, if the UN can't get the Congress to put into place the Kyoto Protocol adoption to bring us under UN control, Obama just uses the EPA without law to go in and shut power plants down or not allow new power plants to be constructed. But then his inside buddies, the globalist insiders, they get to continue to build. And then our power prices go up, our factories, our businesses can't compete with China, Mexico, India, and others who don't have these handcuffs on them. And they know exactly what they're doing, and it's about his insider buddies getting away with this. But I'm fundamentally angry. A year and a half ago at the Copenhagen, Denmark summit, when they had the United Nations there and they openly came out and said, and Schwarzenegger led the delegation, they said, don't worry. We read the headlines at the time. If you want to pull them up, just Schwarzenegger to lead states and cities to implement Kyoto and bypass Congress. That was one of the headlines. And he was there going, what we're going to do is go to the cities and the states and set up the taxing system to save the earth and stop the water rising and California grapes dying. That's a quote, actually. Paraphrase. I remember it's almost word for word. But the point is, then they came into Austin right after that, bought off the corrupt city council that should be in prison for so many things they do, and they just announced, we're going to go ahead with the carbon taxes, $3 plus billion over the next 3 years. And then now every employee I've got here goes, yeah, in my apartment, my power bill used to be $200 a month. It's $600. It's $800. My power bill used to be $600. Now it's like $1,500, $2,000 a month. My water bill went up. It's all just carbon taxes that they just slap on top there. And I'm angry.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Up in the next segment, if you'd like to call on any issue on Open Line Friday, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. But the point I was trying to make before we ran into the break is this. I desperately want justice. I desperately want freedom. I desperately want to wake people up to the fraud of the globalist, because what they're doing is so naked, out in the open, so ridiculously corrupt, that if we simply point it out, get our people elected at the state, local, and federal level, push the courts to do the right thing, we'll defeat the government takeover of health care. We'll defeat the government carbon taxes. We defeated it in Congress. They're just illegally, through the executive, through tyranny, forcing it through. We've defeated their attempts to take our guns on many fronts. Most Americans now have gone from 50-50 or 45-55, actually the majority in some polls, in Roe v. Wade 37 years ago, being for abortion, to now over 70% being against it. We have the truth. It doesn't matter how slick their propaganda arms are. So when I talk about Drudge linking to our Obama's blocking of new plants triggers nationwide blackouts, when I say I appreciate that, it's because I want to win. I want to beat these people really bad. They're crooks, and I'm tired of them. And I salute Matt Drudge for his courage. I also salute you, the listeners, more than anybody. We couldn't do any of this without you. This launch pad for freedom that is InfoWars.com, that is the films, that is the syndicated radio show. Because you made that search term, Obama triggers blackouts, number one, and I saw, it had to be more than 50 articles, I didn't count them all up, of news covering it and talking about it, and we got this central issue out there. I mean, I played the clip yesterday. In fact, if you can, cue it up, the 13-second clip. There's a bunch of others of Obama and Biden and others saying, yeah, we're going to shut down all coal power plants. It's our mission to bankrupt them. And then they lie and say they're toxic. They say carbon dioxide's toxic. It's not. But they've got to go after carbon dioxide because there's nothing else coming out of these things. Oh, they're dirty in China and Mexico and other places. No controls on them like they were here 80 years ago. But they send the smoke left over from the coal that's burned to turn the big turbines in the water that generates electricity. You know, they boil the water with the coal, turn the turbines. It's similar to hydroelectric, basically. It's a form of that, but generated by the coal burning. And they send it through layer after layer after layer of tubing with water spraying through it, and it takes it all out. Now, do they go store that toxic waste? No. They put it in your water. But see, Obama's not worried about that. Oh, yeah, that's where sodium fluoride comes from. The so-called thing they call sodium fluoride, the hundreds of leftover horrible ingredients of coal are then put in to the water supply. Is there something better than coal? Yes. Do I think we should try to move away from petroleum products? Yes. But our whole society is designed and built around it, and the globalists aren't trying to put us onto clean energies. They're only directing federal funds worldwide into insider crony operations of Al Gore, Bill Clinton, George Soros, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers on record. And for every job in Spain created with green jobs, it costs two jobs, the Spanish government admitted last year. And it doesn't supply the type of power you need. You lose power when you generate it out on the plains or on the coast and send it hundreds of miles in to major cities. You lose that power going over the power lines. I mean, this is so simple. It isn't a good system the way they've currently designed it. And they could never, the studies have shown, get enough of this wind to run our society. And it's not fair that 160-plus third-world countries don't have to make these carbon cuts, but we do. And then you find out it's a vertical integration system where General Electric and others get exemptions on their plants and their building of plants, and their competition doesn't. And who runs Obama's Economic Council and sets policy for him? The former head of General Electric. Who runs the White House as the chief of staff now? One of the daily mob brothers, of course, of Goldman Sachs. J.P. Morgan. Forget which one it is. The point is that through government, they get to engineer sweetheart deals for themselves that are illegal. And I go back to it. Over 500 waivers, I haven't counted in a few months, and it was over 500 2 months ago, to giant companies who don't have to buy insurance for their employees, but your company does. And if this health care gets implemented this year, I'm going to have to lay people off. Or say, okay, I got to take a 30-year paycheck to pay for this because I'm going to match it. And now we got to buy you this insurance. But don't worry, other companies that get waivers, they will be able to outcompete myself and everybody else because they don't have to get it. I mean, this is mafia government. All right, we're going to come back into your phone calls, get into the latest terror hype they're pushing, more moves to censor the internet. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Again, our report, Obama blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. This is the globalist strategically only in Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the rich Western nations, slowly but surely shutting off our infrastructure. Continuing here with some of the Egypt news, and I'm going to your phone calls. Millions stage anti-Mubarak protest, Press TV is reporting. They're saying, no, they want him to leave now. This weekend, they don't want him to wait, the Western-installed dictator, until September. Mubarak says he's worried about chaos, and quite frankly, there will be chaos with all these CIA-funded and Israeli and British-funded groups fighting for control. That way the globalists win either way, no matter who gets in, because they run them all. Continuing here with the situation over there, there's continual clashes going on. There's power outages all over the United States, as I mentioned earlier. Borderlands residents asked to limit use of natural gas on the Texas-Mexico border. Thousands of New Mexicans without natural gas service, Associated Press. Mexico cancels offer to send electricity to Texas. They gave us power for 2 days because they're allowed to build power plants, but now because of the cold weather, they're running short. That's why Texas is running short, supplying Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, areas of Louisiana, areas of New Mexico, Texas, the biggest supplier in the United States. Tucson has a natural gas outage as well in Arizona, out to 14,000 people. Thin natural gas supplies force local conservation. This out of North Carolina. Shell is canceling drilling in the Arctic because of U.S. government pressure. That's just some of the reports that we have here. Then, meanwhile, Texas agency is being blocked by the federal government from allowing the firing up of that big new power plant they built in Corpus Christi. And the backstory on this from 6 years ago, raw story, Associated Press and PrisonPlanet.com, group, internal memos show oil companies limited refineries to drive up prices. Documents from 1995 and March of 1996 show the ongoing meetings with the big five oil companies discussing the fact that there is a glut of oil, we're awash in oil worldwide, and that they had to buy up smaller companies and lobby for federal regulations to shut down their competition to create an artificial bottleneck. So important articles that are also linked in Watson's new article, Obama blocking of new power plants triggers national blackout. We also have our other report dealing with it, The Myth of Peak Oil by Paul Joseph Wasser and Alex Jones, October 12, 2005. Continuing with these reports, EPA to take over Texas air permitting for major refineries and power plants. Blackouts anger Dallas hospitals. Again, Obama issues global warming rules in January, gives General Electric an exemption this month from the rules. Obama EPA blocks South Dakota coal power plant. Here's another one. Georgia judge blocks coal plant on global warming grounds. Here's another one. Governor Sebelius bans new coal plants in Kansas. On and on and on. I could just go on literally for hours. With the hundreds of plants government has come in and bought up and shut down, like the old Holly Street plant that could power much of Austin, shut down now for many years. Just not allowed to have it. Not allowed to have a city-owned utility. Not allowed to have it. As soon as you shut that down, the private interest-owned power plants, the insiders, their profits go up. You want to know, Austin, why in the last year your electricity bill has roughly doubled? Carbon taxes. Nothing to do with carbon. They just slap it on you. This is squeezing and squeezing and squeezing with insider deals. So the more plants Obama can stop from being built, the more plants he can have shut down, the more plants he can put taxes on and restrict their output, the more money the insiders will make because it will create artificial scarcity. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into internet censorship, really going into overdrive. UK seeks global accord on cyber behavior. See, with tyranny, you don't just get the grabbing of private property and the jacking up of essential services and the looting of pension funds and more and more taxes going up and the money being paid to offshore banks that the money's not even owed to because they've tied the government to fraudulent derivatives. No, you also get restrictions on the right to self-defense and private property. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. But I will just say this one more time. This fraud is so out in the open, so preposterous, that the government is giving insiders waivers from getting health care for unfair trade advantage and discrimination, that the unelected bureaucrats at the EPA are shutting down power plants that aren't insiders. All of this is illegal and criminal, and there needs to be congressional and state investigations, and they're actually starting, by the way, on the health care, on the waivers, on the power plants. It's on. It's on. We've got the moral high ground. We've got the facts. The only way they're going to succeed and win is if we sit on our big hind ends. And you may not think calling into talk radio on some other show and talking about these issues will help. Or you may not think the Drudge Report linking to our story is going to help. Or you may not think the Attorney General of Texas suing over the attempt for the feds to shut down our power plants is going to help. It is helping. We're winning a lot of fights. The globalists just become even more criminal and implement all this outside of law. So we keep fighting. Victory goes to who wants it the most. Simply looking at the information and researching leads to victory, because then you're informed. Resistance is victory. Janice in Texas, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Well, this all doesn't surprise me. I've been meaning to call in about this for, I mean, it's been going on for about a year. It's been in the back of my mind, but I thought I'd call about it today. I've noticed that there have been a rash of coal mine explosions, and it seemed very suspect to me. And there was one explosion in West Virginia, and it was about, I guess, maybe about a year ago. And Jay Rockefeller was actually in front of the mine in his day clothes, saying how concerned he was about the miners and how this was all wrong. And if the law allowed this, then he was just going to have to change the law. And on that same story, like, it was like during that the first, like, cycle of news before they get the official story, CNN interviewed one of the miners' wives, and she said that her husband, who went to that mine, who actually got killed in that explosion, had written letters to all their daughters, like these farewell letters, like, do good in school and, you know, whatever.
But well, that's because West Virginian coal miners have the most dangerous job per capita in the United States, except for deep sea industrial divers. They actually have the most dangerous. But after that, it is the coal miners. But deep sea divers are paid, you know, $150,000 a year on average, and the coal miners are making maybe $50,000. They certainly deserve more. Janice, do you have anything else to add? Because I have something to add to it after you're done.
Well, just after that, Alex, I just noticed, you know, there was the Chile explosion. I think there were a couple there, then China. I mean, there's just been one after the other, and it seemed to be happening on the clock monthly, and they were all blaming methane gas. Like, they couldn't go in to search for the miners because of the methane. That's really all I have. It just seemed really weird to me.
Well, now listen, I appreciate your call. It's just like you might get more crazy weather one year than you get another year. A lot of this is just random. You know, some days there's more murders in a city than others. Some days, you know, there's more car accidents. But deep coal mines are one of the most dangerous jobs out there. I already said that. Everybody knows that. But the federal government has blocked one of the biggest deposits in the world of clean-burning coal in Utah that is close to the surface in the lignite family. And they blocked it in most other states. Texas, it gets blocked most places. There's enough lignite in Texas, conservatively, to run the United States for more than 100 years. They talk about it being more than 1,000 years, what's in the entire country, just that's been discovered. I mean, there's lignite just all over the place. We've got a family farm and ranch that they discovered lignite on, but they've never, you know, gone in or come in and leased it and done it. But the issue here is lignite is taken out with big trucks. It's near the surface, and there's almost no danger in lignite mining. I mean, it is just big bulldozers, big giant bulldozers. If you haven't ever driven by one of these mines, it's unbelievable. I mean, you could park in some of these bulldozers. I saw in a newspaper article, I think, 6 school buses just in the back of the bulldozer. They got these giant scoops just dumping the black coal into the back of them. And so you've got these globalists, though, that own coal mines in Brazil and coal mines in China and coal mines in Eastern Europe, and where they don't have any environmental standards. So they want to shut down the mines here and then make you get it from overseas. I mean, Bill Clinton got caught doing this in 1996, a million acres or more of clean burning coal. Companies wanted to go in and extract it. After they're done, they come in and plant grasslands and trees. It's beautiful. A lot of times humans make things even look better after they've done it. I've seen out in East Texas and South Texas where lignite mines were, and it looks like a, you know, 5,000 acre park or something now that's private property. You drive by and it's just like rolling green, perfect hills and beautiful trees planted everywhere, and the animals just love it. But That's because forests go through cycles, and generally when a forest is new, it's a lot healthier, but that's a side issue. That's why natural burning from lightning and things is so healthy to, you know, change the overall ecology and to put more nutrients into the soil, but from the fire, but I digress. It is suspicious, but what's certainly suspicious is the way they seize on it to demonize coal. And regardless of what you think of coal, regardless of what you think about it, it's what's powering 51% of this country, and our civilization couldn't stand without it. And there's insider deals to shut off private enterprise in this country that would make it inexpensive through free market and make it very expensive through inside deals. And that's basically, you know, all I can say about that issue. But I don't want to destroy the West Virginians' way of life, but West Virginians, you're welcome down here in Texas. You ought to just, you know, at least come down here part of the year and work in the lignite mines, because you're not going to get hurt doing that. Going deep down into mines is super dangerous in deep coal mining, and it's quite frankly pointless. I mean, I think that they should be allowed to do it if they want, but it's government restrictions on lignite mining that's stopping it economically from being feasible to stop the deep mining. Woody in Seattle. Woody, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. How you doing today?
Doing all right, sir. Welcome.
You know, I was listening to you the other day, and you were talking about three-dimensional chess. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the Middle East. We're seeing chess pieces that were put into place 30 years ago under the Carter administration coming into their now glory. And they're setting up this clash of civilizations so they can blame it on religion, and then they can fit it into their New World Order philosophy of all religion is bad except for the religion of worshiping the earth. And by the way, people are bad for the earth.
And by the way, the UN officially says in their 1996 biological diversity assessment, but in literally hundreds of other documents I've read, I'm sure there's thousands, but I've only read hundreds, that man needs a religion. We're going to replace it with a fascistic Gaia religion with a militarized priest class of climate cops that enforce it. That's what university heads are saying every week in the news. So it's not your opinion. That is their stated goal.
Well, it's becoming obvious, I think, to anybody that's enlightened that we're being steered towards this clash of civilizations between the Islamic world and the Judeo-Christian world. And it's not that the people who believe in these religions, who have these faiths, are doing it. It's that the globalists, with all their intelligence networks and all of their military and political power, are steering us down this path.
Well, I agree with you, and if Israel is being menaced on all sides, they're going to get even more U.S. funding, and they're going to be able to crack down on their press and their population even more, just like our criminal government by staging terror attacks and funding terrorists and allowing terrorists to attack us, then uses that as a pretext to take our liberty. And once you understand the modus operandi, once you understand the system that they're using and what their methodology is, it's all crystal clear. I mean, I began to understand this methodology really about 15 years ago when I hadn't even read all these documents. And now I'll read declassified globalist documents, and it's as if I'd already read them word for word because I can see them. You know, once you see their system and see their propaganda, you can extrapolate it out, but then there's the verification by actually having the documents.
And if you go back further into history, you just look at World War II, what Hitler did in the Middle East, you know, going into Jerusalem and getting the Mufti behind him to, you know, do his work.
And he just picked up the network the British had set up to the Muslim Brotherhood, and then after he fell, the British just picked it back up again. I appreciate your call. Great points. Yeah, they're destabilizing the Middle East, order out of chaos, as Henry Kissinger said earlier this week. That this is only the first scene and the first act of a play. And Brzezinski's written two books bragging about how this would happen. He wrote one of them in 97 predicting it all, and now he's on TV bragging. They love to brag how they've engineered this whole thing. Look, they know when they have thousands of predator bombing attacks in Pakistan and Afghanistan every month targeting weddings. You know, well, if we kill one bad guy and kill 250 innocents, men, women, and children, that's okay. Well, now you've created 250 people whose wives and kids and husbands got killed, and they're tribal folks over there, just like Americans once were, an eye for an eye, and they're like, okay, I'm going to kill American troops now, is what they say, because it's their blood honor. I mean, and now they've created, quote, terrorists, people that are going to fight back. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're stirring up the beehive to then offer the solution of World War III and domestic police state to counter it. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Alex, I think you got it backwards on the Camp David, falsely named in the propaganda media, the peace treaty. I think everything that Israel has been able to do, so far as invading Lebanon for 12 years, the massacres of Sabra and Shatila, the genocide and persecution of the Palestinians, has been based on this misnamed peace treaty. It was really an alliance between this brutal U.S. Puppet dictator and Israel to guarantee them that they would not only stand aside but help Israel.
Well, sure, I don't think that agreement is fair, and I tend to agree with you, but I mean, let me just say this. Are you disagreeing that Al-Baradi and the Muslim Brotherhood and these groups are being funded by the West? I mean, the West admits, and they're telling Mubarak to step down, and you're saying there's nothing to the strategy of tension, and you think this is great, what's happening?
No, what I'm saying is that obviously the U.S. military-industrial complex, Israel, Mossad, and the CIA, and the IMF, I'd like to answer that after the break here.
Okay, John, we'll come back and have you get into that. John hadn't called in a while. He normally does about a half dozen plugs. You can talk about the issues on my show, but you're not going to plug other people's radio shows and things on my show, John. You can go spew your disinformation venom on those programs. But I'll be happy to hear from you on the other side with your view on the Middle East, okay? But I'm going to hang up on you if you open your mouth plugging people.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I think John off and on has been calling the show for about 8 years or so. And again, don't screen phone calls, let folks talk about whatever they want. But I was sent a clip a few months ago of John on another radio show saying that Alex Jones says if you're a critic of Israel, you're mentally ill. And then I've seen the clip. That's not what I said. I said that I am critical of what Israel does, but people that say that I work for Israel, that they are mentally ill. And that shows the mental illness right there, that someone can say something in clear, understandable English, and people build straw men about who I am and what I stand for. John went on to say that I was for the flotilla attack when I was critical of that attack and said that I thought it was wrong and that the people of Gaza deserve aid. It is a fraud. So I don't even know why you call here, John, to talk about real issues when you are intellectually dishonest on this broadcast and on other broadcasts. Period. This is not the show for you. You're an admitted communist. You support communism. You don't like me because I'm not a communist. Okay? Period. And you communists have to lie to get your points across, and I find it despicable. Now, I'll give you 1 minute to talk about what you really think is happening in the Middle East. And if you don't like it, fine. Just hang up and don't ever call here again.
Well, you've just done to me what you've accused me of doing to you.
Hang up on him. I'm done with you. Okay? I'm done with you. Okay? You did exactly what I said, and you and everybody else are intellectual liars who can't face up to what I cover here on this show. You make me want to throw up, okay? Don't call my show anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Dorothy in Michigan. Dorothy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I get a little tongue-tied. I'm not a good public speaker, but I wanted to let you know I called C-SPAN to talk to the energy senator from New Mexico, and I brought up the fact to him today about the rolling blackouts and how they're keeping the energy plants going for the for the Super Bowl, but yet there's people in hospitals that don't have the energy. And also that I had read or heard lately, I won't mention names, about how they're shutting down Corpus Christi power plants or whatever, while China's being able to come in there and set up their own. And the guy, and I said they don't have to pass cap and trade no more because the EPA is doing it by stealth.
By the way, China is now mining coal in Texas, taking it to Mexico for power plants they own. See how the scam works? We can't have them. And then China and GE build them right on the border, and we got to buy it from them, and they can hold us hostage. This is economic warfare. What did he say when you brought up those key points?
He looked kind of dumbfounded. Like, he said that, well, the EPA is going to gradually, over years, get rid of the dirty ones. And
bull.
He said that
there are no dirty ones compared to other countries. All that's coming out is water vapor and carbon dioxide. And they point news cameras at it and say, look at the smoke in cold weather. It's like when you breathe in cold weather. They know full well what they're doing. And they love to play dumb. This is our energy being cut off. And I'm glad that the buzz on this story has gone huge thanks to people like you calling into these shows, Dorothy. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to say that, like the last caller, John, like you said, people lie. And everything you hear nowadays, if you don't check it out for yourself or look into it a little bit more, then you realize everything you're being told is a big fat lie, and it just gets under my skin. And I'm glad for people like you and others who just help, for people like me who used to be in the dark are now awakened, and I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Dorothy. I appreciate that call. Let's jam in one more. Matt in Minnesota, you're on the air, Matt.
Hey, Alex. Last week you guys released a video. It was from the Journal of 9/11 Studies, the more stuff that NIST was hiding with the witness talking about seeing and hearing explosions. I was wondering if you guys had any information on anybody trying to access those videos in and around the Pentagon that the Department of Justice admits exist, that other people are...
Well, they're blocking the release of 87 videos of the Pentagon attack, and why would they not release those videos? They released a parking lot camera that takes a few shots whenever your car goes through, so they're blocking it. What are they hiding? Just like Oklahoma City with the videos.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.